Welcome to the results show for Backseat Box Office, episode number 85, the 4th of May through the 6th of May, 2012. My name is William. I'll be your host for this week. Before we get any further, I would like to go ahead and post. Standard disclaimer, if this is your first time listening to the results show, please stop, go back, listen to a regular episode, then come on back. We'll wait for you. Now, with that out of the way, this podcast is about the results of the box office, sharing them, educating people, predicting the coming week, and, well, since this is just the results, we go over the results of what people predicted. We play a little game. We give everybody 25 points. The closer they get to keeping their predictions accurate, the closer they get to keeping that 25. For every position they have a movie off, they lose 1 point. The number one movie, if that's off, that's 2 points per position. So, as I said, we want to go through the results. Did anybody get that 25 for the week? Well, we do have one participant in this participatory game. Father Beast got a 25. He chose As the Movies Came In. In number 1, The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. In number 2, Think Like a Man. In 3, Hunger Games. In 4, Pirates, Bands of Misfits. Number 5, The Lucky One. Wait, I'm being told. Apparently, the movie that came in at number 1, all my sources, everyone had told me that they went and saw The Best Exotic Marigold Hotel. Dame Judi Dench did a fantastic job with that movie. Apparently, it did not come in at number 1. Apparently, The Avengers came in at number 1. I guess that is what Father Beast picked at number 1. That's what came in for the weekend, with a whopping $207 million. Close to $207.5 million. And that's just domestic. The Avengers coming in at number 1. So congratulations to Father Beast. Have the sole 25 for the weekend. You chose that correctly. Next, we move on to Kugron. Kugron got a 24, got everything correct, Avengers, Think Like a Man, Hunger Games, Pirates, and then instead of The Lucky One, apparently 5-Year Engagement, which actually came in at number 6, with only 300,000 difference between the 5-Year Engagement and The Lucky One. Kugron, you got 24, as I said. Next, we move on to a couple 23s, Monty and BD. They both chose Avengers correctly, Think Like a Man correctly, Pirates at number 3, Hunger Games at number 4. So transpose those two, then The Lucky One in the 5th spot correctly. Then we come to Mrs. Beast with a 23 as well. We have Avengers and Think Like a Man correctly, Hunger Games correctly, and then they... Mrs. Beast, she actually transposed Pirates and The Lucky One, putting The Lucky One in 4th and Pirates in 5th. Next, we move on to a set of 22s. Now, in here, we have one of our hosts, Jonathan, we have Art, we have Scott, and we have a voicemail from Tad.
Hey, this is Tad calling in with my picks for this week. I think it's pretty obvious Avengers is going to be number 1. Let's see. I don't have my list with me, and it's getting kind of late to call in, so I'm not going to be able to get it before I get in. But if I remember right, I was dittoing Jonathan. So I'm just going to go with the picks that Jonathan made this week. I think I had the same ones written down. I don't remember exactly what they were, but... I just like the logic that... So this is Tad. Dittoing Jonathan, good luck everybody, and sorry for crazy voicemail. Alright, bye-bye.
And so to recap, the 4 of them picked Avengers at number 1, Think Like a Man at number 2, Pirates at 3 instead of 4, Hunger Games at 4 instead of 3, and then the 5-Year Engagement at number 6. Like I said, difference between 5 and 6 this week was very, very close. Next, we move on to Uriah, also with 22, a little bit differently. We have Avengers at number 1, Think Like a Man at number 2, Pirates at 3 instead of 4. 5-year engagement at number 4 instead of 6. And the lucky one right on at number 5. Then we have another set of multiple people at 23. We have Mentally, Jeff, and a voicemail from William. Let's go ahead and listen to that. Hey, this is William calling in my picks for the week. Pretty obvious, Avengers at number 1. And because I really don't want to think about this, let's go ahead and take the 1 through 4 of last weekend and put it at 2 through 5 of this weekend. So I think that would equate out to Think Like a Man at number 2, Pirates at number 3, Hunger Games at number 4, and then The Lucky One at number 5. Also, Tony, I got to insist. Whoever this jackhole is that's doing the results show, could you tell him to cut it out, all the insults at me? I mean, I don't know what he's got against me. It's kind of getting on my nerves. I mean, yeah, I don't see him taking pot shots at anybody else, just me, apparently. I don't know. Anyway, those are my picks. Avengers at number 1 and 1 through 4 from last week. Talk to you later. Bye. And to recap, that was Avengers, Think Like a Man, Pirates at number 3, Hunger Games at number 4, and then The Lucky One at number 5. Then we move on to the next highest score. The last set of scores with Lena, our intern, Tony, our host, and Andrew, our host, all coming in with a 20. They have Avengers at number 1, Think Like a Man at number 2, Pirates at number 3, The 5-Year Engagement at number 4 instead of 6, and then The Hunger Games at 5 instead of 3. Apparently not as much of the Hunger Games audience went to see The Avengers, or maybe they went to see The Avengers and then also went to see The Hunger Games. Sorry, Tony. That is it for the predictions this week, and now we move on to the leaderboards. See how everybody shakes out on the leaderboards. This week, despite his second mulligan, Tim stays on top with an average score of 22. Apparently, he will be allowed to claim Fear the Con for his mulligan. We got to get somebody up to dethrone him. We got the last few weeks of the season, possibly BD with you being in second place, you could grab it. Or really, I'd say everybody all the way through seventh place is close enough to be able to grab it. As I said, BD's in second place, Scott's in third, Kukron's in fourth, Lena's in fifth, Tad's in sixth, Tony and Jeff are tied for seventh. Like I said, Tim has that 22, Tony and Jeff tied at a 21.14. Now, if they're at that 21.14, everybody in between those two positions, it's all very close, folks. It's all very close. Then we move on to Monty in ninth place with a 20.63. Rich has a 20.39. Andrew is a host in 11th place, and then Jonathan, our highest scoring host of the week, has a 20.11. Now, in the coming weeks, I would expect that we'll go over the full leaderboards for everyone that's participating. Hold on, folks, we'll get there probably by the end of the season. Now, like I said, the end of the season is coming. Great time to jump on, start throwing out those big scores, toppling Tim in the top spot with just a few wins, or you can just prepare for the following season, which I believe starts on or around Memorial Day. I do want to go ahead and just let you know of the coming movies for the weekend. I do want to go ahead and let you know of the movies coming out this coming weekend. We do have Dark Shadows coming out in wide release. Dark Shadows, for those that may or may not know, originally started out as a soap opera long time ago, with a vampire Barnabas Collins. Don't really know much about it except that there was a reboot of the television series in the 90s. I watched that. My family watched that. We all enjoyed it. Had a very young Cobra Commander. No, really, look it up. And then this is Tim Burton's version. This movie coming out next weekend. This coming weekend, I should say, with Johnny Depp. And it's... I'm going to be passing. That's all I'll say. So, have a good week, have a good weekend, good predictions, goodbye. If you'd like to join in on the fun, there's multiple ways you can send us your picks. First, you can email us at Tony@backseatproducers.com. You can call our voicemail line at 618-207-4794. You can send us a tweet at BetterInTheBack. You can also go to our website, www.backseatproducers.com, and have Google Voice call you. No long-distance charges.